Ours to Protect on Midwest Radio, funded by the Commissioner Naman with the television license fee as part of the Sound and Vision scheme.
This week we chat to George McMillan, Mayo Dark Sky Development Officer, about the Dark Skies project set up in 2016. She begins by explaining the ties between the Mayo Dark Skies and the Wildnathan National Park.
Yeah, what we have in Mayo is an international dark sky park. So in 2016, as you say, we got an accreditation by an organisation called the International Dark Sky Association. And it is the same area as the Wildnathan National Park. So they're one and the same. And we like to say half the park is after dark. So hence Mayo Dark Sky Park after dark. So what it means basically is that the area there is free from light pollution. And that's a growing issue environmentally. Globally, so we are very lucky in the West to have this designation.
And for those at home that aren't too familiar with the Wildnathan National Park, where exactly is it based?
The Wildnathan National Park has its visitor centre in Ballycroy, so it has a beautiful centre that you can go and visit in the village of Ballycroy, and it stretches, the actual mass of the national park stretches from north of Newport, over the Nathanbeg Mountains behind Mulrani and up to Bangor Eris and of course Ballycroy.
And in terms of, not the park itself, but in terms of the dark skies, what are the main features of the dark skies and how can people go out and see and avail of this lovely, I suppose, natural feature that we have in County Mayo?
Well, one of the key things is that it's actually better in the off season. So we didn't start this as a tourism initiative, but that is one of the benefits of it. So during the winter months, when you know we're twiddling our thumbs a bit earlier in the evening and perhaps staying indoors, we can go outside. We can go to places like Ballycroy or Letterkeen or some of the viewpoints that we have in the Mayo Dark Sky Park and just enjoy. Two things really, it's the night sky but it's also natural darkness, and I think that's a really important facet that we have here.
From an environmental point of view, what makes this so special and so unique, because this isn't something we can see anywhere else in Ireland really at the moment?
Yeah, I mean, to be fair, you can see it in other places where there's no light pollution, and that's crucial. And I mentioned light pollution earlier. It's a growing issue globally, and it's growing at a much faster rate. Scientists have published papers this year saying it's growing at a much faster rate than we realise, so 10% per year. If you look at satellite maps of Ireland, for instance, you can see the changes over the last decade in particular with the growth of things like LEDs, and they are very good for energy efficiency, but we seem to have, I suppose, focused on that rather than the issue that they cause for biodiversity. And that's where dark skies comes in, that we're looking at the issues with biodiversity, how we can light properly for the community and make it safe and a nice environment, but still be less harmful to nature and biodiversity and ourselves.
And for the everyday person like myself or our listeners at home, what can they do to help all this light pollution?
Yeah, I mean, the answer is really simple. Of all the pollutants, this is the easiest one to fix. And we're not saying just switch off the lights. It's not as easy as that. But think about how we use light. Somebody said to me recently that we're using light in the way that we used water in the 1970s when we just didn't consider it a precious resource and we splashed it everywhere on our lawns and, hose pipes everywhere. But now we recognise that that's a resource. And it's the same with light. It's energy. But it's also something that interferes with circadian rhythms and wildlife. So to use it responsibly means looking at, start at home, look at your own premises, maybe use blinds to make sure that we're not interfering with moths at night. We all know that moths are attracted to light. So, maybe just switch off when you're not using it and use a different colour. And by that, I mean, use a warmer type of light, not harsh white glare, because that interferes far more with circadian rhythms.
Finally, moving back towards the dark skies itself, What kind of events are there put on in and around the county for people to go and see, especially perhaps coming up in these summer months?
Yeah, in the summer months, we have at the National Park, they have a programme of events in Heritage Week, so that's later in August. Later in the year, we have the Mayo Dark Sky Festival, and that's an amazing opportunity for the communities to get involved. It's hosted by Ballycroy, Mulrani and Newport as communities, and it is very much community-driven. And that brings international speakers from all over the world on science, on ecology, on culture and arts. And it really is a multifaceted event, and it is now sponsored by Fáilte Ireland. So they recognise the value of this. And what we really hope is that, you know, this was always a community-led initiative. So we really hope that there'll be employment in the future for young people in the area, that they don't have to perhaps do science and then leave the rural beauty of this area. They can do it here through initiatives like the Dark Sky Park.
And actually, just before we finish up, what websites can people log on to get more information regarding the dark skies?
They can log on to mayodarkskypark.ie, and also for the festival, mayodarkskyfestival.ie, and then of course the national park itself, wildnathannationalpark.ie.
You can check all of those out for more information on the dark skies and the national parks within Mayo. Georgia, thank you very much.
Thanks for having me, Stephen.
Ours to protect on Midwest Radio, funded by the Commission in Naman, with the television licence fee as part of the Sound and Vision Scheme.